is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, next on the programme, a topic that is sure to divide opinion. It's something that was done years ago by most parents and was seen as fairly socially acceptable. In fact, I probably did it myself when I was younger. But nowadays, it seems to be a bit more frowned upon. It's the issue of children minding children. Parents going out for a few hours to the pub or wherever and leaving their child at home being minded by their older sibling, who also happens to be a child. How would you feel about a 12-year-old minding a 5-year-old while the parents are in the pub? Is a 12-year-old mature and capable enough to mind their 5-year-old brother or sister? That's the question that I want to ask you. Because this was posted to our Facebook page last night by a listener called Melissa. And by the way, you can do the same. You can send us a private message through our Facebook page at facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Anyhow, here's what Melissa sent in to us last night on our Facebook page. And she said, guys, don't read out my full name. I saw something tonight and I had to get in touch. My neighbours are big Liverpool fans. And earlier this evening, they went down to our local at 7:30 to watch the game. They asked me to go too, but I watched it at home. They didn't get back till after 10:30. I'm not a nosy neighbour, by the way, but I was keeping an eye out because I was worried about the kids. They've 2 children, aged 5 and 12, and they left them home alone when they went out to the pub last night, leaving a 12-year-old in charge of a 5-year-old for 3 hours is not good parenting, and it's not something I would do. Every now and again, they've been in the house maybe for 30 minutes when their dad is in work and their mum pops down to the shops. But over 3 hours, and some of that after dark, is so dangerous. Has anyone else seen this? It's asking for trouble, in my opinion, says Melissa. And I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 989898. Now, when I think back to when I was younger, I probably babysat at 12. Yeah, I think I would have been about 12 when I babysat my cousins. Maybe 13, but I think 12. That's my recollection of what age I was. And I used to travel out to my uncle's house and mind my my 2 cousins, and they were much younger. They were like 3 and 5 or whatever. And I was 12, if not 13, but I was certainly very young. I'd only started secondary school. And it was grand. I watched the telly, the kids slept, everything was hunky-dory. Never had a problem, thank God. But we want to find out whether or not that age is too young. So a 12-year-old minding a 5-year-old in the house. Now, obviously, the big difference now, actually, is that most 12-year-olds have a mobile phone. If anything happened, the mammy and daddy were just down the road. They were in their local pub. They have mobile phones. Mammy and daddy have mobile phones. When I think about it, when I was that age and I was minding my cousins, I didn't have, well, there would have been a phone in the house, but they didn't have a mobile phone. So, yeah. It was probably worse then than it is now. Or is it? Anyway, I want to find out from you on 6797981. A 12-year-old minding a 5-year-old last night while Mammy and Daddy went to the pub to watch Liverpool thrash Barcelona. Now, you can't blame them for wanting to see the match, but they left the 12-year-old in charge of the 5-year-old. And as I said, I'm sure the 12-year-old girl was well capable of getting in touch with Mammy and Daddy if there was an issue. Julia, you're on 98FM. How are you, Julia?
Hiya. Now, I'll say that the person that rang in or said messaged in about it, why did she not report it to the guard straight away last night? Well, it should have been dealt with there and then. Like.
Well, what would the guards do?
Well, basically, they shouldn't be at home. They're underage on their own.
Now, to my knowledge, there is no law. To my knowledge, there is no law that says what age is the right age for babysitting. Now, I stand to be corrected on that, but I don't think there is a
12-year-old is a minor. still a minor. They shouldn't be babysitting.
Now, I was saying when I was younger, I would mind my cousins. I was 12 or 13, but definitely no older than that. When I would go out and mind my two cousins, and they would have been maybe 3 and 5 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, years ago you could. You don't
but
have
what's
all
the difference?
Abductions and now, everything now.
Ah, now, this is what I want to find out. What is the difference? Because back then, they my aunt and uncle wouldn't have had a mobile phone to ring them on. So I was left in the house on my own. Now everybody has a mobile phone, so it's easy to contact.
Yeah, but you look on Facebook now, and like it's scary the amount of people that's going missing now.
Who's going missing?
But you look on Facebook, look the amount of people that goes missing. Like every day there's kids missing, teenagers missing. Do you know what I mean? It's
a scary world now.
It's not like back then.
But Julia, they all come back. Every single one of them comes back. We don't have kids being abducted.
Well, we did the other day, wasn't there?
We don't know the full background to that story, but yeah, okay, there was an incident the other day.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, kids aren't being abducted. But you obviously believe that the world is a much more dangerous place now.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
So therefore, this neighbour should have called the guards about the 12-year-old in the house minding the 5-year-old.
Definitely.
And do you think the guards would actually do something? Do you think they'd
bother the guards? Well, the guards would have had to report it to social services then.
And you think that this is a social services issue?
Yes. Yes. As somebody else commented, like, if there was a fire in the house, would a 12-year-old know what to do? No, they won't. They wouldn't have to tell.
12-year-olds are fairly smart these days. And it's a 12-year-old girl. Now, I don't know if it makes a difference. I don't know if it's sexist to say it, but they're usually a little bit more mature than 12-year-old boys.
Still, they're still 12 years of age. It's too young.
Okay,
way too young.
You say it's far too young. All right,
yeah.
Stay there for 1 second, Julia. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme on 0877 989898. 0877 989898. We're talking about Melissa's message that she sent in to us last night. And she's very annoyed because her next door neighbours went to the local pub, which isn't far away, it's only down the road, went to the local pub to watch the Liverpool match last night, and left the kids home alone from 7:30 until after 10:30. And the two kids are aged 5, obviously the younger one, and then 12-year-old big sister. And they left them home alone when they went out to watch the match last night. And we're asking, how young is too young, basically, to be leaving children at home? Well, one child minding another child. As I said, when I was younger, I was definitely minding my cousins when I was 12 or 13. Definitely. And it was never an issue. Mary, you're on 98FM. How are you, Mary?
Hi, how are you?
Now, Mary, you have kids this age.
I have a 5, 10 and a 12-year-old, yes. And my 12-year-old is a boy and I don't think he'd be... No, he'd forget about him.
He'd forget about him?
He would, yeah. He'd get stuck in his Xbox there for a few minutes and he'd forget about him. I wouldn't trust him. And the girl... And anyway, don't leave them on their own because they're 10 and 12. They're at that age where they're so close they'd murder each other, so... I wouldn't get the chance.
Is there a difference between a 12-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you see, I think so as well, I have to be honest. And I don't know this 12-year-old girl, but I should imagine...
But you don't know if the child was in bed either, because my 5-year-old was in bed for the Liverpool match last night. He was asleep, so...
And I should imagine that this 5-year-old probably was in bed as well.
I would think so.
Yeah, so... The 12-year-old just had to really watch the telly or do whatever she does.
Yeah. And if any problems, ring mammy. I'm sure the 12-year-old had a phone too, so...
So you don't really see a huge issue with it, do you?
No, I don't really. If they're... 3 hours is a long time to leave the house, though, at night time. I don't know. I haven't done it. But now I have left my 12-year-old in the house while I've gone to the shop, but not minding the 5-year-old.
Right, okay. But that's a boy.
Yeah, he's a boy, yeah.
Right, so there is a difference, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. But my 10-year-old girl, no, she wouldn't be... She's not quite there yet. So she's 10, like, but a 12-year-old girl, I think, would be. Yeah, I think it would be okay.
Yeah, no, I was saying a couple of minutes ago that to the best of my knowledge, there is no law age to babysit. And I've just had that confirmed, that there is no legal minimum age for babysitting. The babysitter's level of maturity and competence are the main attributes a parent should consider. So it is not illegal to leave a 12-year-old. And for all we know, this 12-year-old could be the most grown-up young one in Dublin. So, okay, you don't have a major issue with it. Emma is in Blanchardstown. Emma, you're on 98FM. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
You're not happy with Julia. Why?
Because, to be honest with you, like, back then, it was a lot worse to leave a child at home. There was more things going on back in the olden days than there is going on now. We have more security now. We have more neighbours. As the woman said, she noticed it. So she was clearly aware if something was going to happen, she was on standby, regardless if she chose to be on standby or not. I mean, like, in all fairness, Adrian, I constantly watched kids. I have younger siblings. I have younger cousins. I had neighbours that had younger kids, and I was 12 or 14 when I've been watching them. You know what I mean? And kids nowadays, if they're able to have a mobile phone, or do you know how to tap something into a computer, they're very responsible. Like, I have a 12-year-old niece.
Right.
And she's so responsible. And I have a 12-year-old nephew that's responsible. So I don't understand this. There is no legal age for our newborn kids. They were gone for 3 hours. There's many people years ago that would be gone to a pub at 8 o'clock and wouldn't come home till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay,
and
they'd
be chucked up in bed.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it was right.
No, it's, look, come here, everyone to their own. Everyone has their own opinion. But you know what I mean? Just people out there, kids know if there's an emergency, ring 999. You could go to a neighbour next door. You know what I mean? Like, at the same.
So is this next door neighbour just being a busybody?
I genuinely think if she could sit there for 3 hours and tell when the mother and father went out to when the mother and father came home, like, she has her own things to be dealing with. Why sit there and watch what other people are doing? You know what I mean? Obviously, the mother felt safe to let a 12-year-old go home with a 5-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, at self at the same time, 3 hours, she click her fingers and 3 hours it'd be gone.
Now, one of the things that that lady said a couple of minutes ago was that, Angela, whatever her name, oh, no, I don't know what lady it was. Oh, sorry, Julia was her name. One of the things that she was saying was that the world is a much more dangerous place now.
No, come here, Jeremy. Back in the olden days, the place was more dangerous. There was kids going to shops, going into town, going missing. You know what I mean? Nowadays, everything is well more secured. Like, you look at it, you see kids fighting or whatever, straight away, they're taking their phone out and they're recording it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Everything is publicised now. You know, you can't get away with what people used to get away with years ago.
Okay, so
you
don't believe it's any more dangerous today?
No.
In fact, less so.
It's less so more dangerous.
And what about what that lady was saying? Oh, look at all the kids that are getting abducted or disappearing and all of that.
Come here, Jeremy. Come here and I tell
you
something.
Well, I'm Adrian. Oh,
Adrian,
anyway.
Sorry. But wait and I tell you something. It doesn't happen nowadays. It's a rarity that it happens more so now than it did years ago. Do you know what I mean? I genuinely think, yeah, one, it's just a busybody that has nothing better to be doing than staring at other people. You know, and like, in all fairness, I wouldn't like my neighbour turning around saying, well, she should have called child services or whatever, get the guards involved. How dare she? She doesn't know what them parents are like. Well, because she sees that you went out on one night. Everyone's entitled to go out on a night out. And if you have a child that's responsible enough to look after another child, she wouldn't have sent a 12-year-old home with a 5-year-old. She didn't think he was responsible enough, or she wasn't responsible enough.
Okay, so again, I don't know this 12-year-old. She could be a great young one and well mature enough. You think that if the parents trust her, then that should be enough?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, who are they to sit there and judge another parent what they do? It's none of their business. Yeah, they mightn't agree with it. But look at yourself at the same time. Their mother and father are happy enough to send her home with a child. Like, when I was younger, Jeremy, I looked after 4 young kids. You know what I mean? I was the eldest girl out of 5 girls. And I looked after 4 years, and I was only 12 or 14 at that time. Because we were more responsible. Do you know what I mean?
All right, what about this message? Now, this has nothing to do with the world being a more dangerous place now or anything like it, but it says, my issue would be if someone was burgling the house and the kids were there on their own with no adult protection.
Look, Jeremy, you have that phone. You can be on to guard. You can be out. They know their house better than anyone. You know what I mean? Like, back in the day when we were minding kids, we were told, like, you know what I mean? Don't answer the door. Don't open the door. You know what I mean? If anyone rings, don't answer the phone. You know, we'd be back in a while. You know what I mean? Kids know how to get out. More so kids know how to get out of tricky situations than adults do.
All right, do me a favour, Emma. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 989898. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice note to that same number, 0877 989898. Now, we're talking about a message that we got from a lady called Melissa. I'll read it to you again, just if you've just joined us. I saw something tonight and I had to get in touch. She sent this through our Facebook page. My neighbours are big Liverpool fans, and earlier this evening they went down to the local at 7:30 to watch the game. They asked me to go too, but I watched it at home. They didn't get back till after 10:30. I'm not a nosy neighbour, by the way, but I was keeping an eye out because I was worried about the kids. They've two children aged 5 and 12, and they left them home alone when they went out, leaving a 12-year-old girl in charge of a 5-year-old for over 3 hours is not good parenting, and it's not something I would do, says Melissa. Every now and again, they've been in the house maybe for half an hour when their dad is in work and their mum pops down to the shops. But over 3 hours, and some of that after dark, is so dangerous. Has anyone else seen this? It's asking for trouble, in my opinion. That's what Melissa wrote to us last night. I'd love to hear from you. Have a listen to this message. Wait till you get a load of this. I was in Kerry 2 weeks ago, says this message, at a children's birthday party. And a 10-year-old was at the party all day while his mother was at work. The child was not known to the family. We were all uneasy with this and didn't know what to do. His mother came home after 12 hours. So this 10-year-old was left home alone all day, and this 10-year-old just kind of wandered into this kid's birthday party. Call me right now on 6797981. Now, Angela, you're on 98FM. Hi, Angela.
How you doing? How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. What did you want to say?
Oh, my blood is boiling. I'm sick of this crap now. Oh, I saw it on Facebook. A child went missing. Yeah, a child wasn't abducted. A child, nothing like that. Like, a 12-year-old is old enough to mind a 5-year-old. That's the way it is.
You reckon?
You know? Absolutely. Sure, I did it when I was younger. My sister did it with me. When she did, you know, she's 4 years older than me. I can remember her minding me. We killed each other, like, but... You know, it's people seriously need to stop this thing of white vans going around, and it's less dangerous now. Because, as you say, there is 2 seconds down the road, you make a phone call and that's it.
Okay, so, yeah, I happen to think it's a bit less dangerous now, because I think of myself, when I was younger, minding my cousins, and they were young, there would have been a landline in the house, but that would have been it. There was no other way.
Yeah, try and ring a pub.
Yeah.
And try and catch someone, and or if they've gone to another pub, or, you know, that's what happened. Like, that woman that you had on first, I was like, can you tell me, in this country, because I know they're straight away going to say Madeleine McCann, right, which is a total different thing. When was the last child abducted in this country?
I can't answer that. Yeah.
Exactly. Not in our memory anyway. You know, and it's not like, oh, there's always a first. It's never happened.
But the only one I can think of goes back 1986, and that was Philip Cairns, yeah. Mm. That's the last one I can remember.
That's the only one I think that anyone can remember. You know, and that wasn't, he was abducted from the side of the road. So it's like, so you're sitting in a house that's a locked house, you know, minding your baby brother or baby sister, and you're saying somebody's going to come in and abduct them. No, I think if you think that your 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old is responsible enough to mind your other children, then that's your choice. And she should just get her face out of the window.
Okay, but as far as you're concerned, 12 is a reasonable age for a child to be left at home alone for 3.5 hours or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Especially when they're only down the road, like, you know. And the kids know the place. They know the area. They know everything. They know the neighbours. Like, my other question was, why didn't she turn around and say, listen, we're not going, so we'll keep an eye on them?
All right,
wasn't that said?
Okay, stay there for a second. I'd love to know if anybody else has a problem with this. Our first caller did, Julia. She was talking about calling social services or calling the guards. If you're aware of a 12-year-old at home minding a 5-year-old, most of you seem to think that that is an okay age. I'd like to find out how you feel about it. Are you somebody who thinks 12 is just far too young? It's a much dangerous world that we live in. Kids are being abducted all day, every day. Sure, don't I see it on Facebook? Call me now, 6797981. Anna, you think 3 hours while Mammy and Daddy are down on the local is perfectly okay?
Yeah, it is very, very okay. At this time of generation, I believe if their mom and dad are in the pub, there is phone. I believe they will be checking up on them, calling to know how they are faring. They won't leave them for just 3 hours without knowing how they are doing. So that lady sitting down there watching when the mother and the dad will come back, I believe she doesn't have something doing.
Okay, so a 12-year-old girl minding her 5-year-old sister, you think is perfectly okay?
Yeah, it is perfectly okay.
Is it not? Are you not taking a risk, a safety risk?
It depends. The risk we are talking about here, they didn't go for a very long time. It's just 3 hours.
Yeah,
just
no, they weren't out all night, like.
Yeah, they didn't went all night. Just 3 hours to watch the match. And as I said, I believe the children will have phone, which they will be calling to check on them time to time. They wouldn't leave them just for that 3 hours without asking, without calling. I don't think so. But I believe they will be calling to know if they are okay.
Okay, so you're saying that there was definitely communication between the parents,
yes,
and the 12-year-old, whether
definitely
it's a message or whatever,
yeah,
that
yeah,
the parents wouldn't have just left the child without any communication at all.
Yes, yeah.
They'd have been messaging or saying everything okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So 12 is perfectly okay. Pete, why do you think this is totally unacceptable?
Hi, Adrian. How are you getting on?
Good, thank you.
Yes, totally unacceptable. What if the house went on fire and kids were upstairs and the 12-year-old was downstairs and there was a gap between the 15-year-old, or sorry, the 12-year-old trying to get up the stairs to the children? Then what did they do?
I mean, you can say what ifs about anything.
Okay.
You know, what if the 12-year-old gets a bang of a bus walking to school?
I'll give you an idea. It was a mate of mine years ago, right? Minding a couple of kids. He was 17. House went on fire. He had the knowledge to know what to do, to run up the stairs and grab the kids and run out.
And do you not think a 12-year-old would have that cop on?
No, I don't think so, because I think a 12-year-old would freeze in that type of situation, because they're not mature enough. They're not old enough, Adrian, 12 years of age. I see 12-year-olds cycling around the street playing games with other 12-year-olds out on the street playing. Not minding.
But I do think, Pete, that 12-year-olds are a little bit more mature than they were when I was 12.
I have to disagree, Adrian. They might be mature when they're out in Dundrum Town Centre or whatever that with their little handbags and whatnot. But when they go home, it's totally different. I swear, honest to God, I think it's. I wouldn't say it's negligent, and I wouldn't go down as far as saying call social service and all that, because I think that's just a load of crap.
Mm.
But I do believe that you need a responsible teenager, as in 13, 14 at the earliest. I wouldn't trust a 12-year-old. I have two kids. I have a 10-year-old at home and I have an 8-year-old, and I still wouldn't allow a 12-year-old to mind my children.
So 12 is just far too young.
I just think it's too young. They're just not mature enough, Adrian. They're not even out of primary school. See, you have to remember this. When kids go into secondary school, they mature. But when they're coming out of primary school, they're not old enough.
Okay, but we've been hearing from people that, you know, it used to happen when we were younger.
Oh, yeah, but now the stuff that happens when we were younger, Adrian. Do you know what I mean? Totally different world altogether.
Why? What's the difference?
Because I think the difference is, right, nowadays, the difference is, Adrian, that you could have two men walk up to a house, right, which I've heard of before. They've scoped out a house, there's been a teenager in the house, and the parents have went out, and they went in, ransacked, threw the kids aside and raided their house. Very, very easily. Whereas if you've got a grown-up child who has a tiny bit of maturity about them and a bit of guile to know, you know what, don't open the door to a stranger. Whereas a 12-year-old could be coaxed very, very easily, Adrian. And I'm not talking about abducting kids and all that crap. I'm talking about people coming in and actually robbing your house while your children are there. So I hope to God your listeners are hearing and actually realising how easy it could be for somebody to come in and actually rob your house while your 12-year-old is minding your kids.
All right, stay there for a second, Pete. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme, 0877 98 98 98. And we've been talking about the fact that, is the world a safer place now than it was when we were younger, whenever that happened to be? And I know a lot of you can throw at us the story of the young fella found in the boot of the car the other day. Yes, that was an incident. We can't comment on it. We can't report on it because we don't know the circumstances, because the whole story involves a minor. OK, but yes, I did see the young fella in the boot of the car the other day. And in fact, Olivia, you want to make that point that kids are being abducted.
Yeah, well, I seen on the TV, I think it was yesterday, that there was a 14-year-old that was bundled into a boot of a car.
Mm.
Like, that's very dangerous.
Obviously.
But that was the girl said, there's nobody being abducted, but there is a case where...
Okay, but we don't know the circumstances behind that story. And again, I can't allow people to even comment on it because it involves a minor. I don't know the background to it. I haven't a clue what was going on there. Was that a young fella robbed from the street? Was that a young fella who was up to no good? I don't know the background to it. So we can't really comment on what was going on. But what's your point on leaving a 12-year-old?
I think it's too dangerous to leave a 12-year-old around. I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, and I certainly wouldn't leave them. I wouldn't leave my 8-year-old mind my 6-year-old when he was 12 and she'd be 10. I certainly wouldn't leave him to mind a 10-year-old.
Is there a difference? And in fact, this message asks the question that I was about to ask you. If your child's a bloody idiot, you would know not to leave it alone or in charge. But I'd say it's how you have brought up your child. There are very responsible 10-year-olds out there that are carers for their parents.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, that's right. But I certainly wouldn't leave a 12-year-old, you know, minding a 5-year-old.
So you think it's just far too young?
I think it's a bit too young, yeah. And then the other girl was saying there, like, that there's more neighbours now. There's no neighbours now. There was neighbours years ago. You could go out and leave your house, your key and your hall door years ago. Now you couldn't do that now. So it's more dangerous now than it was years ago.
Anna, are you there, Anna?
Yeah, I'm there.
Anna, it's a much more dangerous place now. 12 is just far too young.
I don't think so. I don't think so. We all understand. It depends the upbringing. It depends the upbringing of the child. To me, I have 13 years old girl. I have 10. I have 4. And if I should go out, they always mind themselves very well. And when you give a child instruction, don't open the door, whoever it may be. Don't open the door. They will not open the door. It depends on upbringing. And I believe those parents that left their children 10 and 12 and 5, they believe that they gave them a good instruction not to open the door. So I disagree in what that lady is saying.
Olivia? You there? Oh, sorry, she's gone. She's after hanging up. Michael, you're on 98FM. How are you, Michael?
How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Michael. What did you want to say?
I have a 3-year-old at home, and I have a niece who's 11, and she's dying to babysit to let me and Mum go out, like. But next year, she can. I have no problems. Right now, at 11, she's able to stay at home by herself for a couple of hours. But next year, she can babysit. I have no problems with that. She has her own phone. I'm on the other end of it, and the pub is literally 10 minutes away. What can happen in 10 minutes?
Okay, in 10 minutes? Well, I mean, you could argue anything. But, yeah, 10 minutes is, you know, not much might happen.
Nothing catastrophic is going to happen in 10 minutes.
But, okay, you're now 11-year-old.
No, I have a 3-year-old, but I have a niece who's 11.
Oh, right, okay. And your niece who's 11 is very mature, is she?
She's more mature than I was at 11.
Yeah, okay.
And I was babysitting neighbours' kids at 11, so...
Were you?
Oh, yeah. That's no problem. But then again, me parents were next door or two doors down, or you know what I mean?
Wherever if there was an issue, yeah. Yeah, and like I said, I was minding my cousins, and they would have been 3 and 5 when I was 12. And
children today, they need a little bit of independence to show they're grown up. You can't muddy-coddle them, whatever you call it, all the time. Because like, they're never going to get that experience to go, I can be a grown-up, look what I can do. You know, they're not always going to be children.
Okay, so you think that you need to get to a stage and 11 or 12 is about the right age to give them a little bit of responsibility?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, yes.
All right, stay there for a moment. Let me go to James. You're on 98FM, James. How are you?
Now, hello, James.
Well, I'm Adrian, go on, okay.
I leave the nature on mind the 3-year-old there. That's no harm.
Sorry, say that again?
I leave the nature on mind the 3-year-old.
You left an 8-year-old minding a 3-year-old?
Yeah, that's no harm.
What do you mean it's no harm? Turn down, James, turn down the radio there.
You left an 8-year-old minding a 3-year-old.
Sorry, I don't know what he's at. He's got his radio turned on full blast. Oh, he's gone now. I don't necessarily believe him, to be quite honest with you. Anyway, what is the right age? We asked you to text in the age that you think is an okay age, and the age that seems to be coming in most is about 14. That seems to be the age that has come in most. 14 is the age that you think is most appropriate for allowing a child to stay at home. Not so much on their own, but stay at home minding a younger sibling. Final call on this. Kevin, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Good, Jeremy, or Adrian, sorry.
Now, Kevin, go on.
Look, as you've ticked all the right boxes, okay? We all did it back in the day. Some people are left to mind themselves, okay? Kids are safer, right?
What some people are saying, kids are disappearing every day of the week.
God's sake, no. This is Facebook BS that people are reading too much into. Unless it's actually physically reported on the RTE news, it's not happening. Facebook is not a reality. Okay? These snowflakes are just jumping on the bandwagon. Another thing to complain about, the PC brigade, and that woman is nothing more than a 100% quality busybody with nothing better in her life to do than... And as that other woman said, why didn't she offer herself... Okay, she's such a good neighbour, right?
But okay, we were talking with Michael a second ago about how, you know, nothing catastrophic can happen in 10 minutes. Michael, I just have to pull you up over that because a couple of people have gotten in touch with us. For example, can somebody not fall out a window in 10 minutes?
Yes, they probably could.
That'd be fairly catastrophic, I'm sure you'd agree.
Yeah, I reckon.
Can
a bus come crashing through the bedroom window? Yes, probably. You know what I mean? Are these things actually going to happen?
I did say earlier on, and I did give the example of if you let a 12-year-old walk to school, they could get run over by a bus.
More than likely, they don't pay attention. You know what I mean? But if you give them this, look, I'm trusting you now. Like you'd be told as your son, I'm trusting you now to do this. If you do it once, I can trust you again. Mm. And you're going to get the trust from the child. I'd say adolescent, because 12-year-old girls are more adolescent than 12-year-old boys.
They're definitely more grown up, I agree.
Yeah. If you leave a 12-year-old boy alone minding a 5-year-old, he's going to sit on the Xbox and... You never know what's going to happen, but I don't think girls are going to do that. Girls are going to be, look, that's why I'd really trust me niece. More than me 35-year-old brother.
All right. And to the person who sent us in a load of alleged statistics about abductions of children and claiming that like 320 children were abducted in Ireland, can I just explain to that person that the vast majority of those cases are cases of custody disputes? The vast majority of those cases are custody disputes between a father and a mother, and say, for example, a child who's in the mother's care being taken by the father without her consent and stuff like that. The vast majority of those cases are those sorts of cases. There are not children disappearing off the face of the earth in Ireland every day of the week. It's just not happening. It doesn't happen. Yes, there are cases. Yes, we saw a young fella in a boot the other day. Yes, we had the awful discovery of the body of Anna Creasel last year. So yes, things do happen, but certainly not. I mean, this person's trying to claim 320 kids disappeared or were abducted in 2015. Again, to that person, the vast majority of those cases are custody-related issues where a child is taken by one parent or another parent or a granny or a granddad or whatever without consent of the mother. That's what we're talking about. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for all of your calls, comments, texts and opinions. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. And in fact, let me just read one more message just before I wrap this up. If you think of today compared to years ago, today we have more security on our houses, panic alarms which are connected to the guards, and all the kids nowadays know how to work an alarm system. And if you think your kid is responsible enough to do that and look after their siblings, then they should be left to do so, says Paddy in Blanche.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.